This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep Chakravarti. The headlines. Union Minister of Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Madhav Rao Sindhya, interacts with 43-member delegation comprising students and teachers visiting Northeast. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma expresses deep sorrow over Delhi blast. BJP's national leaders arrive in Imphal to take part in political meetings regarding possible government formation. And Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways, Ajay Thamta, visits Fizol in Manipur to review progress of ongoing projects. The news in details. Union Minister of Communications and Development of Northeastern Region donor, Jyotiraditya Madhav Rao Sindhya, interacted virtually yesterday with a 43-member delegation comprising 39 students and 4 teachers from Goa and Uttarakhand who are visiting Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh, Arunachal Pradesh. They comprise the first batch of the Ashtalakshmi Darshan program being held from 1st to 14th November 2025. Mr. Sindhya remarked that the Northeast is a vital part of India's growth history, rich in resources, talent and traditions. Exposure to its people and progress helps build mutual respect and shared understanding among the country's youth. He urged the participants to carry forward the message of unity and act as ambassadors of friendship between their home states and the Northeast. The Ashtalakshmi Darshan program, initiated by the Ministry of Donor, aims to provide students and educators from different parts of India with a deeper understanding of the Northeast culture, heritage, development, journey and potential. Derived from the concept of the Ashtalakshmis representing the 8 northeastern states, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura, the initiative reflects the government's vision of showcasing the region as a collective symbol of opportunity and growth. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has expressed deep sorrow over the blast that occurred near the Red Fort in New Delhi on Sunday evening and expressed his solidarity with the families of the victims. Mr. Sangma also visited Ekta Nagar in Gujarat and paid homage to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at the iconic Statue of Unity, joining the nationwide observance of the Bharat Parv 2025 celebrating India's unity and diverse heritage. He was accompanied by Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Speaking at the Bharat Parv, Mr. Sangma reflected on the deep historical significance of the monument. He said that the Statue of Unity holds the nation's history. It is a symbol of the way Sardar Patel unified the country and the contribution he made. BJP's National General Secretary Organization B.L. Santosh and Northeast in Charge Sambit Patra reached Imphal yesterday to take part in political meetings regarding possible government formation. They held discussions with BJP Manipur Pradesh President A. Sarada Devi and other party officials. The meeting was attended by former Chief Minister N. Biren and other prominent BJP MLAs. In the meeting, several discussions were held about the formation of a popular government, strengthening the party and other issues of the state. The Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways, Ajay Thamta, visited Fizol in Manipur yesterday to review the progress of several ongoing projects and welfare schemes in the district. The minister inspected the community health center at Parbong and interacted with healthcare staff and patients. He assured continued support to strengthen health services to the district. The union minister urged departments to expedite pending projects and announced the construction of a mini secretariat in Fizol would be initiated soon. Mr. Thamta also interacted with civil society representatives and listened to their concerns and assured necessary assistance. Nagaland is ramping up its forensic capabilities to meet growing demand for crime scene investigations. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma said proposals will be sent to the state government to improve district-level response and ensure quicker deployment of forensic teams to crime scenes. He emphasized that the current forensic lab in Dimapur is decently placed to handle the state's existing workload. Additional DGP Law and Order Sandeep Tamgadje informed that the state government has approved procurement of mobile forensic vans for all districts. These measures are expected to address the demands arising from the country's new criminal laws that mandate forensic visits to crime scenes for serious offences.
For its remarkable success in water conservation, North Tripura district has been nominated as the best district in the northeastern region for the Jal Sanchay and Jan Bhagidari Award. President Draupadi Murmu will present the award at a ceremony to be held at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi on 18 November. The Sipahi Jala district of Tripura will also receive the National Water Award. In a step towards strengthening rural livelihood and promoting scientific poultry farming, the Indian Council of Agricultural Research Complex for Northeastern Hill Region has adopted Nongsprong A in Rebhoi district of Meghalaya as Northeast India's first model poultry cluster village. A MOU to this effect was signed on 11 November at the ICAR-NEH headquarters at Umiam between the institute and the village Durbar. The project aims to create a sustainable model for income generation and nutritional security which can be replicated across other villages in Meghalaya. The project will integrate modern poultry production systems with local resources and traditional knowledge, ensuring community participation at every stage. Representatives from Nongsprong A expressed optimism that the collaboration will open new avenues for employment and self-reliance among the village youth and women. The National Book Trust of India is organizing new literate writing workshop for Hindi writers in Arunachal Pradesh for the first time at Rajiv Gandhi University, RGU, at Doimukh, Papum Pare district from 12th to 14th November. RGU Vice Chancellor Jayadev Sahu said that the National Book Trust took notice of Arunachal Pradesh's good performance in the field of Hindi. The Trust's chief editor Kumar Vikram said the goal is to ensure that new literate readers continue to have access to reading material so that they do not relapse into illiteracy. In this workshop, stories are prepared in simple language through which information related to environment, gender, equality, life skills and more are provided. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra Tawang, in collaboration with the ICAR Central Institute of Horticulture Nagaland under the Union Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, organized a capacity building and input distribution program under the Northeastern Himalayan component at Jemei Thang Tawang. Agricultural tools, vermicompost kits and various agricultural and horticultural inputs were distributed among the participating farmers. Colonel Amit Nachankar urged farmers to adopt the knowledge and techniques shared by agricultural experts and to embrace organic and scientific farming practices for sustainable growth. Meghalaya Education Minister Lakhman Rimbo yesterday announced that the state government has approved a rationalized pay structure for teachers across different categories to ensure greater fairness and uniformity. Speaking after meeting the Khasi Jainthia Deficit School Teachers Association, the minister said the revised pay will be implemented in phases starting 1st January 2026. Acknowledging financial constraints, he said the government remains committed to giving teachers their due and thanked them for their patience. He added that continued dialogue with teacher associations will address further concerns and improve education quality in the state. Around 200 youths from Rebhoi district received certificates after completing a three-month skill training program conducted by the Northeast Institute of Professional Studies under Skills Meghalaya. The distribution ceremony held at Durbar Hall, Sajer Nongpo, was conducted by Deputy Commissioner Abhilash Baranwal and Member of District Council Rona Kimdit. Appointment letters were also handed over to trainees who secured jobs while others began their own ventures. Covering trades like tailoring, beautician work and food service, the program aims to enhance employability and promote entrepreneurship among the district's youth. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani. Shillong. Have a nice day.